This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
The World Jewish Congress was established in Geneva, Switzerland in August 1936. Consisted of delegates representing Jewish communities from 32 countries to talk about anti-Semitism across Europe at the time. Today, it remains the only truly global Jewish organization with affiliated communities and organizations, including over 100 countries around the world. Last week, Adrian Jacobson, chair of the Cape SA Jewish Board of Deputies, together with her colleagues, attended the WJC Plenary Assembly in Jerusalem. Adrian is my guest now to tell me more. Adrian, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, Cherise. Thank you so much for having me. It's really exciting to be here.
And it really is good to have you. So one of the themes that has permeated the World Jewish Congress since its establishment all those years ago is unity. Did you find that when you attended this year?
So first of all, I have to really start off by saying what an absolute privilege it was to be there. And Mary and Wendy actually asked me what I thought of it at the time. And I just said, you know what, it's first of all, the most important thing is it's about the space. It's about actually being in that space with Jewish leadership from every single country, and just the privilege of those interactions, the richness of the interactions, watching and the conversations that often happen between the sessions and during the sessions and after the sessions and while you're walking to the next session, and the contacts that you make. So it's the most incredible space. It was an absolute privilege to be there and to see all the work that all the Jewish leaders that like ourselves are doing throughout global Jewish communities.
We're going to look soon at all the different countries that participated and look at the problems that kind of unite and divide us, as it were. But tell me a little bit about, you mentioned Wendy. Tell me, South Africa was particularly strongly represented this year.
It was so strong, and I think it was just so incredible to be there as a team, as a national team with the Cape, with Gauteng. And I really do, I'd love to just give a quick shout out to the members of our team, because first of all, I think, you know, it gave us so much pride and chizuk and nachas, the position that Mary holds, the grace of her leadership. She manages everything with such dignity and such grace, and nothing escapes under the radar. There is not an issue that goes uncovered. There is not a point by a speaker that doesn't. And it was wonderful for us to see the position that she holds in the World Jewish Congress. So that was really inspirational. Wendy walks into a room and globally people run up to her. They've got this issue, they know that issue, they've bonded with her over an issue in the past. They have an incredible relationship with her. And you really get that amazing feeling of how we contribute on the world stage. It just really filled me with such pride. Karen, as usual, was phenomenal in her presentation and just so engaging. And I think we had in our panel when Karen spoke, we were the ones that really went over time because people didn't want to stop engaging on it. Daniel, who walks into a room, and he has also made connections globally, and the work that he is doing, and you know how we are slightly different to regionally to some of the pressures that we face, was just really incredible to see in the interactions. So really a very, very proud moment of sitting there as South Africans feeling our place in the global world Jewish space.
Well, to use a misquote, I mean, what starts in South Africa doesn't end in South Africa. So we are at some points like the origin of a lot of what is happening around the world. And I wondered what the issues facing Jewish communities were.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think in particular, the richness of interactions between countries like Australia, countries Britain, Australia, as you know, and very similar to the issues in South Africa, I mean, the Melbourne synagogue, the bombing of the Melbourne synagogue, and what was also interesting, common to all of our countries, was the issues on campuses. How and it was a really interesting point, I think, that Ronald Lauder brought it up, in that globally on campuses you have benefactors, Jewish benefactors that have done so much philanthropically for, and then they've done institutes and buildings and developed the universities. But while you see some of the other narrative from the other side has come in with professors and curriculums and this the narrative on campus that has been so worrying.
One of the themes was youth development and youth. Where are youth holding globally?
So I think what was particularly inspiring about this conference was the size of the youth delegation that attended. And it really gave me such hope. These guys are articulate and erudite and smart and passionate, and they are on top of all of the leadership issues. And I really felt so excited and hopeful about the future of our country. And just watching them together, the synergy between them, and also the incredible new in the voting, how there was a whole new division devoted to all those youth who may not necessarily hold a position, you know, currently on the World Jewish Congress, but who have now been included in for consideration and leadership. And what was incredible was just seeing the quality of those that were elected in that division. So very, very inspiring.
And what's so nice about it is it's so democratic and the elections take place. And I know how incredibly hotly contested those elections are. So people standing really, really want to be there and do what needs to be done.
Absolutely, Cherise. And you know what? The point was really made by the leadership of the World Jewish Congress, by Mary, by Ronald Lauder, that all those who didn't get on will still be incorporated in the structures, in working groups, in subcommittees, in projects. And, you know, they won't lose out on that talent that didn't make this election. So that was incredible.
I also know that the World Jewish Congress is held in different countries, but this year it was in Jerusalem, which I think is quite significant post-October the 7th. And feelings around Zionism, what were the kind of discussions on that?
That was really incredible, because first of all, there was always that cognizance that it's almost the two parallel processes of what is going on in Israel right now with the hostages, with the entire situation, and post October the 7th, the phenomenon globally, how the Jewish global world and the diaspora shifted on its axis, and this whole concept of October 8, and how that has spread around. And I think that we really, the richness of the conversations between Israel and the diaspora in how the anti-Semitism has morphed, the anti-Zionism has morphed into the anti-Semitism to such a degree that one almost cannot separate it anymore, and how that faces us as a diaspora Jewry and the relationship that Israel, and there were some very, very intense conversations with Israeli ministers. Gideon Saar was very involved and was challenged a lot by diaspora Jewry, particularly Australia, you know, who said, we've had this bombing of the Melbourne, you know, how can we reconcile this? And I think always as proud Jews, you know, we've really realized that we're not going to kowtow to, as long as you leave your Zionism at the door, you can be that good Jew, that it's such an intrinsic part of who we are, and really to work with that and to share ideas and to share with Israel how that symbiotic dynamic can be used in the fight against anti-Semitism.
And it was also, I know you went down south, and also I think part of the panel was a meeting with hostages and families of hostages. What was that like?
That was a very, very, very hard day. We were given the message from the hostages, from the tour guides, the one, she can't remember her name, I'm so sorry, but she's a member of Knesset and part of the Israeli World Jewish Congress panel. And she was a resident of Niv Oz and took us, she's living in a caravan, and she took us on the tour on the Niv Oz part and really interacted with us as an Israeli. And, you know, she implored us as Jewish leadership globally, go back to your countries, put pressure to release the hostages. She's living in a caravan. You know, she's devoting absolutely everything. When you go past a mamad that stands next to a bus shelter and it's riddled with bullets and you go past a mamad in the in a moshav that was right on the border, and there was a 73-year-old woman that was murdered there, and you have something like 140 bullet holes, or nine. There were nine bullet holes in the area where she was, and 140 bullet holes all around that mamad. And you see the cruelty and the scope and the depravity of what happened. And it was very hard. We went to Nova, we went to New Oz, we went Sderot, we went to all the places. It was, as a Jew living, and it's almost surreal because the beauty of the South, the beauty of the Moshavim, the fields, the peace that you find, and that juxtaposition of the really truly evil that happened there, I think it touched us all very deeply.
Adrian, it does make a difference when you've been there. To see it for yourself, the impact that it has is so different to just reading or seeing or hearing about it. Just as you say, the depravity of it actually really strikes home. Adrian, my last question to you, did you have a highlight?
I had so many highlights. I don't even know where to start. I think a very big highlight was seeing Ronald Lauder and the work that he has done over the World Jewish Congress for many years, how he has put so many resources into uplifting and building globally and in Israel. The support that the World Jewish Congress gives to one globally as Jewish leadership, that feeling that we are in this together, the bonding together with countries like Australia, like Britain, like France, America, and knowing that we are all in this together, that we are Am Echad Im Lev Echad, that was a highlight. Another highlight, it was quite a funny story on the plenary session. We arrived there, and what looks like we joked, and it was funny because the jokes are the same Australian community, British community. The kids walk up on the stage, and I turned around and I said, "Oh, here's the Herzliya Vocal Ensemble." And we all joked because in every country there's a Herzliya Vocal Ensemble that sings at a. And then guess what? On walked the stage, on walked Eden Golan. And that was just incredible. And she sang to us, and the audience just went absolutely crazy. And then also David Orr sang. So the ruach and the chizuk was just incredible. And also just to be in Israel is always just so uplifting. And just the leadership space, it's a wonderful, wonderful organization. And we're very, very lucky globally to have it.
So thank you so much for joining me and sharing that with me.
Thank you. Thanks, Cherise.
I hope you'll be my guest more often now.
Oh, really? It was just, Cherise, it was such an exciting conference. It really, really was. It was such a privilege to be there, and I absolutely loved it.
Thank you very much. That was Adrian Jacobson, Chair of the CAPE SA Jewish Board of Deputies, and she was telling me about her experience at the World Jewish Congress. And before we go into our next break, discover the delightful symphony of flavors at Friends Bakery in Sandringham. Every Friday, indulge in fresh baked flavored challahs like za'atar, homemade and classic loaves, all perfect for Shabbat. Try the Friends Bakery new pretzel challah. You'll be a fan for life. For a limited time, enjoy free taster samples when you purchase your challah. Place your order easily via WhatsApp 076-108-0085 and taste the difference that has everyone's taste buds buzzing. Visit Friends Bakery in Sandringham today and treat your taste buds to something extraordinary.